Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
844, 16 before 9. Quickly to David Hammer, WWL TV investigative reporter, because they have a lot. We have a lot to cover. I'm Tommy Tucker. This is WWL. Thursday, October 14th, day 46 of the Ida recovery. How you, David?
I'm doing okay. How are you, Tommy?
I'm okay. Let's start with Hard Rock collapse. The second anniversary was on October 12th, and I guess you got some new information maybe as it relates to sequencing. Would that be a good way to put it?
Yeah, I think that's probably a good way to put it. I mean, it's, first of all, it's incredible that here we are 2 years now, 2 years and 2 days after that terrible disaster, and it's taking kind of a push to get the information out there and start to try to hold people accountable. You got the district attorney now saying that he's impaneling a grand jury to really go hard after felony charges for the cause of the collapse. And the new video, or I mean, it's not new video, it's 2-year-old video, but video that we were able to get exclusively in the last couple of weeks showing the collapse from another angle from above really helps you see the sequencing, as you say, the pattern of how the collapse occurred, and it gives you really important clues about what failed and why it failed. And in combination with information that I got exclusively about a year-old plus OSHA engineering report that puts the fault squarely on the shoulders of Heeslip Engineering, the engineer who designed the structure for under-designing or over-stressing dozens of beams on the 16th floor. So remember, this was an 18th floor structure. They had just topped out and poured the concrete on the roof, which was the 18th floor. And what you see in the video is that all three of the top floors fall together, and then you start seeing the cascading crash. And the 16th floor, so that indicates that the 16th floor is where the failure happened. And so now you've got the owner trying to really push forward the idea that it was the 16th floor under, you know, overstressed beams and the steel not being big enough on the 16th floor that really caused this. Now, of course, as I pointed out recently, the owner did make a decision to try to increase the height of ceilings in the top two floors, the 16th and 17th floor penthouses, and some beams were reduced up there, and so that could be a factor here. I don't think it's going to be one single issue. There's going to be repeated issues throughout this building, and I showed some photos of steel connections that didn't have as many bolts as they would they should, and that's where things sheared off. And so there's a number of different issues, but a lot of the focus now is on the failure to properly support the top three floors under the 16th.
I had a house built, you know, that was designed and then built, and I watched the progress of it and asked a lot of questions as it was being built. I had a shed put in the backyard and asked a lot of questions as it was being built, et cetera. And I guess what I'm getting at, David, does it surprise you? Do you have a hard time understanding how at this level something could have been designed this way and approved and actually built?
Yeah, everybody I speak to about this engineer, you know, independent engineers, the engineer who I interviewed the other day, who's now been hired by the developer, are all saying the same thing. How was this missed? How could this, the OSHA report actually something I was told is in there is that it was waiting to happen. It was a disaster waiting to happen. And if that's the case, then the question becomes, how was this not caught? And what I've discovered is that there are plenty of people who raise concerns throughout the process of this project, concerns that were either ignored or shouted down or whatever. And so then the question becomes, who's culpable for that? Does that go beyond the engineer making errors? Does it go to any kind of wanton disregard? Does it go to gross negligence that, you know, could be criminally culpable for the deaths of three workers and injuries to dozens and all of the destruction that this caused, the economic losses and what have you? So that's going to be probably what the criminal investigation is focused on.
And I'm not encouraging this at all, but cutting corners on somebody's fence or something is one thing, right? But at this level, that's a head scratcher for me. We're going to take a break. We come back. I want to talk about your flood authority investigation because Lord knows, man, we thought we had all this cleaned up after Katrina. And I will warn the audience, this is a kind of involved thing that might involve an organizational chart. But keep in mind, usually the things that involve the most money do. And that's what David Hammer does as he connects the dots and finds all the information for us. 850, 10 till 9, traffic now on WWL. 854, 855 now, Tommy Tucker, WWL. A recently cremated Edwin Edwards a long time ago said that the only thing that hurt him was getting caught with a dead girl or a live boy. That was back then, and times were different. And a point I'm making, David Hammer, WWL TV investigator, is that, you know, things like that the public can latch on to, they can understand, but a lot of times the more complicated issues involve the most money, and they're the things for which the public doesn't really have the perseverance to dig into, and thankfully you do. And that brings us to the flood authority and what you're finding out here, et cetera. And I guess it all starts after Katrina. The levee boards were replaced with regional flood protection authorities, and you could take it from there with what you found.
Yeah, it's interesting that you mentioned Edwin Edwards because, of course, part of the legacy of the old levee boards was the political corruption and, you know, that was involved with the casino licenses that were at play in the Edwin Edwards trial. I don't want to go back into history too much here, and I don't want to get too complex with org charts and everything like you were mentioning before the break. Really what this boils down to is open government, Tommy. This is about the question of whether, you know, we have turned a corner from our old days of backroom deals and secrecy on public boards and commissions. And this is a very important public board and commission, and that's the flood authority that, you know, is in charge of running the entire flood protection system for the east bank of the Mississippi River. This is critical, critical work. And it's important that what it does and the money that it spends is out in the public view in these board meetings. And so the issue here goes back to the appointment of a new director called a regional director, but basically the top employee for the Flood Authority East. And Kelly Chandler, who had been the CFO, the financial officer, was named to that position very, very quickly, and it was not done in public. And the chairman at the time, Herb Miller, said that he polled the commissioners on the phone and by email, which, you know, if it's a vote that you have to take, you can't do it that way. There's some dispute as to whether it was supported or not supported, but anyway, he went ahead and appointed her. And now the question is, if she had been vetted, would they have discovered and understood some issues that are now coming to light just now for the board members? And that is that she had pending DUI charges in Georgia and that she authorized a transfer of over $50,000 in public money from the flood authority to a company in Georgia that turned out to be fictitious. And the question is, you know, there was a police report filed, and it was determined that it was a phishing email where the board president's email was spoofed and tricked her into sending the money. And that may be the case, but the question is, why was that never reported to the board members? Why didn't the board members have a chance to look at what happened, because she says she doesn't know what the transfer is for, and then goes ahead and authorizes it as the finance director. So then she becomes the Flood Authority director. And that's just a few of the issues that I've discovered over there that raise questions about whether this board that's supposed to be professional and open is going to really do the public's business professionally and openly.
And in terms of raises, there was a raise involved too, right? From $105,000 to $171,000?
And if you look at the bylaws of the authority, it says that the regional director is appointed by the board and that the salary is set by the board. And yet the president said that his appointing authority gave him the right to do it by himself. And yes, she got a large raise.
I always think of No Country for Old Men, David, where the old guy's saying it's the damn money. There's too much money involved, and I guess that's what it always is. Thank you for your work, sir, and we'll talk to you again soon, all right? I know you're working on something right now, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely. Never stop.
I know. Enjoy the weather, all right, this weekend?
Thank you. You too, Tom.
You got it. David Hammer, WWL-TV investigative reporter, and I'm telling you, we're lucky to have these people over there looking into this stuff. When we come back, we're going to talk about spy craft and trade craft, a Navy nuclear engineer trying to sell secrets to another country. And when we come back, our guest, James Olson, former chief of counterintelligence at the CIA with 31 years of experience doing espionage and covert action work. And he wrote a book, Catch a Spy, The Art of Counterintelligence. This would make a great Christmas present because it is a fascinating read. We'll be back in a flash right here on WWL.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.